Very simple thing. Parents want their children to be better than him. Oh, I am parents, so children can never become better than me. It has no place. Then why does parents want their children to become better than he? Why? It's because so that his offspring, his children, and their own children, another the children, many generations later, will do the same work in the one world, and lead the world on the tradition of God, and therefore occupy God's love. This is why parents are always wanting the children to become better and better and better, even better than himself. Do you understand? And those are seminary students, raise your hands. Should you stay here in London, or actually you should stay at the deepest the area of out of nowhere in Africa? Where should you stay? Then what is the London here? This is a training ground for your preparation for Africa to come. If you must train yourself here, otherwise you cannot come to Africa and survive there, because the environment and witnessing condition is harsher there. Are you thinking it that way? Well, the seminarian came to London full of dream, because after the graduation, fanfare and everything, and came anyway. Nobody knew what was going to do, but nobody knew, all right. When they came in the night, Father told them, go out, find your own place in London. They didn't even have money, Father knew. And they felt, this is one thing they must do. So they said strong and soundly, say, yes, Father. Then Father gave them money. And then they were doubly relieved. And then they go out and then do the work. And this is what happened to the seminary students. By the time they are ready for Africa, Father will not even give him money. Father will not give him. Father will just strip all the nice suits that they're wearing off from them, and only have one short here. Go the marathon, and you raise your own fund to have an African clothing there. And even the only present Father will give is a whip. And then will they say, Father, I need one more whipping. And, thank you. I will not forget this and then go. Or do that, or you will say, Father, how can I go Africa in this way? And what do you want me to do in Africa? Haven't I done already enough? Are you going to say that? Or say, Father, I'm grateful, I will just go there. Will you say that?
At the time, I'm going to wait for you. Yeah?
At the time, Father will go ahead of you and wait.
Waiting for you, yeah.
Well, her father will come today, and Father will be waiting for you to grow up like that. The day, for that day to come.
That's it. 이제 너를 백인 여자 받아가 말이야. 너도 그 사람, 너 옛날 저 미국에서 백인 여자 저기 뭐냐, 다이아나든가 저 어디 이제 콩고라든가 참 그래서 이 중부 저쪽 아프리카에서 전부 다 너의 나 참 사바다가 전부 다 이 저 중부 지방에서 전부 다 너의 해먹고 전부 다 알아. 미국 개척할 때.
Well, does somebody have to remind you, aren't you reminded if someone does that when America was developing, the white people, you know, their relatives or they themselves went all the way to Africa, and brought many people, you know, African people, and brought them in impossible condition situation to America and let them work for them, for the. Development of America. Were they happy to come along with you, or you did that compulsorily? You just took them by force and brought them to America when they didn't like that. Then, in order to restore by indemnifying, what must you do? You must be forced back to Africa, won't you? And then Father will, is the one who will force you to go. Father will bring you. The Father will be the one who will make this realize and send you compulsory. No one wants to go, but Father will just make you go and to Africa. Then many of you will come and kneeling down to Father, saying that, Father, when white people brought them, they brought them in chains. So we are only worthy of going back there in chains. Are you going to say that? Or are you going to say, Father, please excuse me from chaining? I will go, but don't chain me. Will you say that? Well, that's a matter of course. This time you're happy because you know you're going to untangle what has been hopelessly entangled. When this happens, and it will happen, then the whole attitude of African people, the grudge or the feeling, hard feeling against the white people, which the black people even themselves cannot do anything about, will be solved in one morning and one moment. When a thousand people from each country will go to each country in Africa and all in chains, yes, like England,
French,
Dutch, and Spanish, they all will be in sickles and they will go in chains. And in each Africa, thousands. And then maybe 10,000 of them go. Then the African people, the black people will come there. And they beg them, they cry and they beg them to free themselves. You know, they will unchain you and say, don't do that. Now we get your message. Don't do that. Will they say that? Or they will say, you must work for us. Will they say that? Well, what if this thing has to be done by Unification Church and Unification Church members? The restoring by restoration by indemnity in the history is just that, precisely that. If it is anything short, they won't accept it. What about you? Do you think it is fair enough? What about the Dennis? Dennis can lead that group to Africa one day?
Very happy to lead.
And this is what Father already showed mankind. So Father went to prison in chains, showing later time all mankind must one time do that to some other part of the country. So in fact, that's where Unification Church started from, is being chained and go to prison. This is where Unification Church started. When Father started Unification Church, is in the prison. Do you understand?
Yes, sir. So, In nation-wise,
in country-wise, other Korea is that kind of country, and Korea for was liberated, you know, the from this. The bondage 33 years ago, 5 days ago. That means August 15th was the 33rd year, exactly 33 full years since Korea was liberated. And after that liberation of the 33 years, today is the first Sunday. So Father feels that the Father should have been accepted at that time, but as it was, 33 years has passed. And Father has gone around the world. Because of Christianity opposed him, the America has gone down just like they did now. They have opposed and they have gone now. And the free world, which is symbolized by the America, has become as miserable as they are now, and the menace of communism everywhere, the imminent threat from the communism. At that 33 years ago, exactly 33 years ago, when the Korea, or the day Korea was liberated, England, that 33 years ago, must have become the Eve nation, and helped Father that, and America, Archangel Nation, and help Father that too. But Christianity opposed, as a result, America could not do that, England could not do that. So as a result of the last 33 years, America on decline, England on decline. But after 33 years of our dear enmity and Father enmity on earth, as a result of the opposing Father, what they gained is just a communist menace. The Christianity, the lost its spirits, and Christianity lost its power, came down to the ground. And Father went through the course, 33 years, Father went through. And indemnified around the world and came here. Now Father sits, stands on the position. After 33 years of indemnity, now, which symbolizes all the earthly, the work of Jesus himself, after completely indemnifying it, the England now is standing up in a horizontal way, is standing up as an Eve nation. Now they should have done that 33 years ago, but that's now right, they are doing it when Father. So when Father visited this country after 33 years, first they were about to oppose Father, but then soon they nullified. Now they begin to learn the meaning of Father's presence. By the time they say, "We welcome Reverend Moon, we apologize for what little opposition we gave you," by the time that comes, that then comes, then Father is about ready to leave and go to another country.
딱 걸으면 되라고.
Now is such a time that 33 years after the liberation of
Korea, 공산당을 위해서 공산당을 무너뜨릴 수 있는 공산당 세계를 이것을 꼭 끼워서 가야 된다. 이것이 기독교가 책임 못하고 민주세가 책임 못했기 때문에 평화원 측에서는 공산당이 다 반입되네. 모든 책임을 가버린다.
Which direction then his father is going to go? Is there such a direction so that the father will or the communist will come under control, be controlled, be controlled? If the Christianity did their mission, then America and England accordingly did their mission, then this would never have been needed, necessary. But as it is, since they didn't do the mission, then the father will do in their place. And what they fail to do, Father, along with the Unification Church, 자, will indemnify.
예수님은 죽지 않고 로마에 들어가서 승리할 건데, 제자들이 가서 죽으면서 로마를 굴복시키고 마찬가지로 사탄 세계의 중심이 모스크바를 중심하고 이제 죽어서 하는 게 이렇게 죽지 않고 기도를 희망하지 않고 전부 다 이것을 전부 다 흡수 통일하지 않고는 하나의 세계가 이루어지지 않는다는 여러분 알겠습니다.
And then forgive them. Then, before the Jesus was supposed to the conquer, the subjugate, the Rome, the, while he was alive, but he could not fulfill that, and only his follower, only the Christians went into Rome, and after suffering, they subjugated the Rome, which was a symbol of a satanic country. The same way now, the Father and all the Unification Church must go to Moscow and fulfill this mission. This time, Unification Church and Father should not die and will not die, but alive with a physical body intact, we should be able to. We will be. Will succeed in this mission.
그래서 예수님의 제자들이 죽음을 각오하고 오로의 말을 구복시키고 마찬가지로 여러분들이 이 모스크바를 공산주의를 구복시킬 싸움을 맞. 기독교가 반대할 때.
So we have still one big battle, but one struggle to be remained is that. Just like Jesus, along with the Christians who were supposed to go to Rome and to subjugate them, like we must go to Rome and subjugate the communism, which is symbolized by Russia. And since Christianity failed their mission, we must do that. If Christians did their mission, then communists would never have to exist in the first place. This is where the matter of fact is.
자, 그래서 기독교를 이태전 이상의 기준으로 부활시키지 않고는 공산주의를 제압할 수 없다는 사실입니다.
So we have a clear criteria. We have a clear standard to follow. We must elevate. We must revive our Christian churches to such a level which is slightly better than the World War II standard, 1945 standard. Now the 1945 the Christian was this standard. Now it's down here. We must elevate it once more at the same level or a slightly higher level than the height of the Christian spirit, which was 1945 and that area, that time. So we have one more course to go, which is to go to communist world and then subjugate them, then come back. And we will really, really start the kingdom of heaven at that time. That means we even have to save the communist country. We even have to render the salvation to the communist country. Then we even have to love them.
나우
Father indemnified in such an incredible way. Now the work has so much simplified. Now what seems to be the work is that who loves the world more? The communists are trying to love the world more in their own sense. They work hard and they don't enjoy luxuries and they get all that money and then they hope to be of service to the backward country. And we do too. Unification Church now do everything. We raise our own funds in a difficult way. We never enjoy ourselves. But everything we work for, we put back in for the sake of the world. Now it's competition. Who loves the world more? Unification Church or Russians? or the communists?
Communists are in the chest. No, no. Come to me. Come to me. Or the next one from Africa. Saddle Africa, eat true mother Africa. Sam, that's the
So, as you know, as you see, everybody's eyes are directed, the both eyes are directed towards Africa. Russia, the communists are trying to do service and offer service to Africa. They all move into Africa to prove themselves that they're doing the for the sake of themselves. And so, Cuba, the all the... Even North Korea, the Chinese communists, even Cuba, the Russians, everybody now is in Russia and hoping to help for Russia, Africa. Whereas the missionaries and the missions already in Africa, the British, the Portuguese, and the Spanish, Dutch,
French,
the French, they're all packing up. When the communists move in to try to help them, they can't do anything. So they are trying to run away from the country.
그들이 하는 너희들 저 백인들을 보낸다 속을 아프거나 우리가 너희들 사랑한다 이런 말이야. 그들 그런 거야.
Then they say, look. Everybody's taking up and going. We love you more. And by the time they leave, all the Western people, the black leave, then communists, the country is at their mercy. They have a strong force of propaganda. We all know that. The communist propaganda in very ridiculous way, but it's effective. They say, they are the murderers, you know, calling the white people murderers. They are the exploiters. They are the you know, the gangs, and they are the pirates, and they call all bad names. Capitalists and all that they say. And they have done nothing but badness for you. Then the people will believe that. Isn't that the reality now?
Yes.
So pretty soon, even now the sign already shows, but pretty soon if the white people go there, no matter what their good intention is, you can't even walk the street there. It's no longer safe. They will simply won't accept you to trust you. This is happening. So God has seen through all these and from the long time ago and says, at this age, at this time, white people won't do. So the God has a reverend moon here. The reverend moon is right in the middle of the color. And when Mooney goes there, they regard that Mooney, well, the Moonies are not exactly white. You know, they are different from white, and in fact, we can't even trust them. Let's see how they do. That's the way they will prepare themselves. So when we walk in this time, we have to be we have to realize that too. They will watch us. Are they going to put everything in their pocket too, just like the people earlier they did? And will they be the same? They'll be more sensitive to that. We won't, because everything we bring and we raise